boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
You ever have one of those doctor appointments that make you feel absolutely horrible about yourself at the end of it?
Yeah, definitely. It's like a yearly thing, isn't it?
Called the yearly checkup.
It's called the physical.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have one like at the doctor's office. I actually have that coming up in like a month where they got to do the yearly checkup. And I know I'll be disappointed when I see everything.
Hate it every time.
But I had, I told you I joined a new gym, right? And with the new gym comes coaching.
Yes. And I am not going to lie, I was terrified for you.
That makes one of us, because I was actually pretty excited, but I should have been like you, terrified. Because I got graded like I was in high school.
You got like a report card?
Oh, girl, look at this report card. It's purple.
Hold on. Let me see that again. Turn it around.
That's a huge report card.
360 body scan. Nobody needs a 360 of this body. And I'm speaking for me right now. No.
No. Yeah, so I got on like this machine, right? And you had to go barefoot on the machine. And then you had to hold these little bars and it like calculated everything. I mean, like it calculated my weight, of course, right? And we got body fat mass, skeleton muscle. Who even knows what that means?
What?
I don't know. Total body fat percentage, total body water, which sounds like that would be a good thing. Apparently, well, mine's high. It's not a good thing.
Oh.
Because you would think mine's an 80, that means I drink a lot of water. I don't. And actually, it's really bad.
Okay. I don't know what any of this means.
I don't either. A BMR, a BMI. And then what I'm like most disappointed about this is like a lot of my things are like, oh, they're high. Am I gonna, ooh. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I'm like,
is it like golf where you want lower score? What do we want?
I think we want lower score. I don't think we want high. In high, you know, in school, you wanted to get a good grade.
Yeah.
You wanted high. You wanted like 90% tile. No, I think we want golfing. So I got a lot of high things. So not doing so good, even though I lost a lot of weight. We're not doing so good here. Here's where I'm most disappointed. They give you a bio age, like kind of based on everything.
Oh God. Like a biological based on your body age?
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Do you want to guess my age?
Oh, no, I don't want to be offensive. I don't know.
Go ahead.
I'm not doing that.
Do it. Just guess my age.
No, I don't know. 14.
I wish, Taylor. I freaking wish, man. Guess way higher. Because I'd be disappointed. I'd be happy if it was young. I'm disappointed because it's old.
It's guessing you're older than you are.
Yes.
I'll say 35.
You're close. I guessed I was 32.
Okay. You're so drama. That's literally 3 years off.
I know. I'm 29, but I'm like, don't you dare guess that I'm in the 30s when I am not in my 30s yet. But it says my bio age is 32. You're telling me my body's acting like it's 32? That's bad.
I mean, it could have been significantly worse.
I know. I'm like still disappointed at this score though.
So you got these results and a real other person got to sit there and watch you look at them and be sad.
And let me tell you, Taylor, I almost cried when they were going over this. It took everything in me not to cry.
You should have. You could have gotten extra credit then. They might have given you a heart and a star.
And tissues.
Yeah. While you spend the morning getting a report card on your body.
Don't remind me.
Well, I'll distract you and tell you what I did this morning. I went on another like property tour of a townhome because I'm trying to move. And this one was something different. We got there before the like leasing guy did. And we knew what car to expect him to pull up in because my boyfriend had been messaging him. And he said, hey, I'll be in a white car. A blue van pulls up behind us and we're like, why are they parking behind us in the driveway? That seems odd. And then we realized, oh, we're sharing this tour with another couple. So
no.
The guy comes, he like unlocks the place and he's like, okay, you guys can just like wander through. Let me know if you have any questions. Now it's a couple, a man and a woman walking through on their own. And then it's me, my boyfriend, and his brother, who is going to live with us for a year while he finishes up school. And the entire time I was like, are we competing for this property right now? Or what's going, why are we all looking at the same thing at the same time? Turns out the unit next door was also available. But I just was like, this is weird. Are we meeting our future neighbors? What do they think about us? Because I don't know what to think about you guys.
That's what I'm thinking is. I'm thinking what they were thinking, which is they're a couple, and it's just you, your boyfriend, and your boyfriend's brother. But do they know that that's your boyfriend's brother? Or do they think this is the Three's Company? Real life.
I hope not. But also, maybe they had a really good story to tell when they got to work today. So
guess who we might be living next to?
You never know. Here's
what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Wee woo, wee woo, wee woo.
Are you sounding the alarm?
No, I'm saying the fashion police is here.
Oh.
Sorry. Be disappointing to you.
I'm
not throwing you under the bus, Destiny. I'm repeating something that I've heard you say many times in your life, and that is that you feel like you have no sense of fashion.
100%.
You don't know how to put an outfit together.
No,
or you feel like you don't know how.
No, I don't.
Okay. That made me really excited to see this trending on TikTok. Because there's like a little outfit hack that people are using to help them get dressed in the morning. I feel like you could use this. So,
well, when you say it like that, it does come off a little bit like a diss.
No, I'm saying because you always are like, I don't know what I'm doing.
I really don't. I don't even know if the outfit I wore today honestly matches or even goes together. You're looking at me like it doesn't.
Well, I can only see the top half of you. So it looks great. I don't know if it matches either. Okay, so this method is called the sandwich method. Unfortunately, no.
So great, I just eat a sandwich.
That's no PB&J is involved, unfortunately. But basically, the theory is if you sandwich the colors of your outfit, so you want the top and the bottom to be the same color.
Like shoes?
Shoes.
Wait, I think I did that today.
Okay, shoes with your shirt or top or whatever. Or
no,
they say.
I didn't. They're white.
Oh, I can't. Oh, she's lifting her leg up. It's close. And they say it doesn't have to be an exact match, right? Because nobody will. You ever put on an outfit and you're like, oh God, I'm too matchy.
This
is like a lot. They say it can be like the same vibe of a color. It could be two different shades of blue if you need to. And it could be your shoes, it could be, and your top or your jacket or whatever, or it could be your pants and like a hat. As long as you're sandwiching things in between, they say that's the formula for a perfect outfit.
Then what do I do in between? Lettuce?
And tomato.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, do I put red pants on or green pants on? Like, I'm just trying to figure this sandwich out right now.
Well,
I can't forget about the pickles.
It sounds like you have it figured
out.
And
cheese. We got cheese too. So what color pants am I wearing?
I think whatever you're, whatever you woke up feeling that day.
It's the perfect time for a cat story with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I was having a little bit of, zero motivation to hit the gym tonight a couple minutes ago, but after seeing this story, I got all the motivation in the world now.
I'd love to know what flipped the switch, because that is the hardest thing to overcome is like, oh, I don't want to go, because then you just don't.
Well, it's because I'm seeing somebody else in the gym working just as hard, and I'm like,
Kim K.
Dude, okay, yeah, dude, she's working real hard. But I'm like, I want to be just as good as you. I want to work just as hard as you, you know? And that is Thicken Nugget.
Mm-hmm. Who's that?
Well, that is a 30-pound cat.
Oh, my God. 30 pounds?
30-pound cat, nicknamed Thicken Nugget.
I love that.
Real name is Ty. We can go by either one. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
But weighs 30 pounds. A little too much, okay?
That's a big cat.
It's a big old cat. So, recently got put into adoption, and they were like, okay, well, we really need to have you lose a couple of pounds. So the ideal goal is like between, you know, and every breed is different, but we're looking at 11 to 15 pounds for this cat.
That's a big transformation.
So we need to lose about 15 pounds right now. So he, Ty, or Thick Nugget, has started taking water therapy class since February, which he goes twice a week.
Water therapy?
Yeah, water therapy. So basically, he just is with like a trainer, a human, and didn't want you to think it was another cat or something.
A cat trainer.
I gotta be oddly specific there. There's another like human who's right next to his side and just like, you know, as he's paddling
in
the
water.
Yeah, helping him get his workout in. And he's doing really good. I mean, obviously at first he didn't like it because no cat honestly likes water.
No.
But he started to like it a little bit more. And now can do the whole swimming pool on his own. Look at Thick and Nugget.
He's doing laps. Oh my God.
So he still has some weight to lose, but we're working on it. We're working on it. But every time I think that I should not go to the gym, or I'm like, I'm not feeling it tonight, I'm going to think of Thick and Nugget.
Yeah, what would Thick and Nugget do?
He would hit the swimming pool.
He'd swim a couple laps. Shed a couple pounds.
If you thought your dating life was a nightmare, you haven't heard this. It's time for another dating horror story with those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
Sometimes it's those dates that you think are going to be innocent and sweet and easy that just turn around and smack you in the face.
Mm-hmm.
They're the exact opposite. And that is a great way to explain today's dating horror story. So she says, I went on a Tinder date a couple of months ago on a Sunday afternoon. I thought a Sunday date would be low key, no stress, really casual. Not sure that ended up being the case. I met up with this guy around 3 o'clock in the afternoon to sit on a patio at a restaurant. He had really good energy. He was funny and he gave me some really sincere compliments. We decided to order some appetizers and he asked if I wanted to order a cocktail. I thought, sure, why not? A little Sunday fun day. One can't hurt. Then he started slamming down Mai Tais. I had one and he was on number 3 and these things were strong. He started getting a little sloppier and sloppier and then was telling me that he loved me.
Ooh.
Joking at first, but then I could tell he was getting more and more serious about it. Then as we were leaving the restaurant, he asked me to marry him. I kind of laughed it off and was like, maybe we take it slow. We just met each other. And he just looked at me with a blank stare. And then he tried getting down on one knee. I stopped him and I was trying to laugh it off. But he got so mad, he stormed off and left me in the parking lot alone. And then, by the time I got home, it was around 5 o'clock, he started texting me to come over and that I miss you. Now, I can't drink Mai Tais without thinking about my first proposal.
You know what?
Oh my God.
What?
Do not say this is your dream.
That I was gonna say that this is my dream. Oh my God. I'm being dead serious. He already wants marriage. He says, I love you. I mean, this literally is my dream. This is literally a rom-com movie.
I need you to.
I would have loved that date. I don't know why you
stand up, pick yourself up and your standards, dude.
The terror doesn't end here. Got a dating horror story? Email thosegirls at kzia.com. C102.9.
I need to be slapped 16 times across the face.
This is a practice.
She's like, I've been waiting for this moment.
My arm up.
Is that why you've been going to the gym? You've just been waiting for your moment to like
so I can have a mega slap.
She's been lifting weights so she can smack me so hard.
You just wait.
I knew it. No, I really do think I need to be slapped 16 times across the face if I ever say I'm quitting radio and I'm going to be a pharmacy tech of some sort.
Respectfully, I don't know that you would get that job. I don't think you're qualified.
No, I know you got to do some schooling of some sort, right? But if I ever think that I want to do that, right? Slap me 16 times. Because I realized today, I'm not qualified for it at all. We have a coworker here who is one of those like pharmacy techs, right?
Yeah.
On the side. And she was talking about, you know, giving people shots and giving them medication. And I'm like, you know what? Thinking more about this. And I'm like, first off, I hate needles.
Well, yeah. And she was talking about, like, we were all asking silly questions like, oh my gosh, what's the longest needle is used for shots? And then there's like the gauge of like how thick the needle is and all these crazy things.
No. See, that was making me so queasy in that meeting. I was like, no, thank you. I hate needles so much. So first, that's the problem, is I don't even think I could give a shot to anybody, because apparently there's also certain parts of the body that you can and can't give a shot
to.
Who would have known?
How many places have you gotten shots? There's like the arm and your butt, basically.
Well, see, I'm like, I'd be like, what if I accidentally miss? I'm also like, would be like, I'd probably be shaky, right? I'd be like shaking as I'm trying to give them a shot, because I'd be terrified that I'm going to move or they're going to move, right?
Right.
So I'm like, okay, first off, right off the bat, I don't think I can do that. I'm terrified of needles. What if they're also terrified? How am I supposed to keep them calm? Because I'm not staying calm.
Yeah, you can't close your eyes too.
One, two, three. Let's hope I did it. I didn't do it.
We'll both close our eyes on three.
Did I do it? Oh, God, I didn't do it. There's blood everywhere.
Yeah, I think that's a bad idea.
And then the thing is, like, number two is, like, I don't think I could ever, like, give... How in the world do you remember all the medications? There are so many medications out there for all sorts of different things, right? How do I know what medication... Obviously, they say it, right, on the thing. Mm-hmm. But if you grab the wrong thing, uh-oh. And that would be me.
Well, yeah.
If I had a headache that day, or I had a bad day, you know, whatever, because I have a bad day every day. Oh, geez. You know, like, I would probably end up grabbing the wrong thing, and then, God forbid, something bad happens.
Well, yeah, because, you know, when you're, like, at the counter, sometimes you're looking in there, and you're like, wow, they got a lot of stuff in
there. I know!
And from what I know, which is not a lot, they bottle it up, right? They divvy it up and give it to you in your personalized prescription bottle.
Yeah.
What happens if you... I don't know, miss by one letter.
That's what I'm saying.
You're given something that was meant for the dog.
Dude, some of these names are so close. How do you keep the difference of them? I would not know. And I also miscount all the time. What if you were only supposed to give him 16 pills and I gave him 18?
Well, you just spoiled your future in pharmacy, I guess. Yeah, it's good to have confidence in yourself and your abilities, but sometimes you just got to get real and say, I can't do that.
100%.
You can't and shouldn't be a pharmacy tech.
Nope, don't hire me. Any pharmacy nearby, please do not hire me. I'm going to tell you right now, if I turn in an application,
throw it away.
Laugh at it, then throw it away.
Oh, yeah, definitely laugh at it first. So you got me thinking, after you said you could not stomach being a pharmacy tech because you hate needles, you wouldn't be able to keep the meds straight. I'm like, okay, I couldn't handle that either. But like, what job could I seriously, seriously not handle doing? And I'm going to shock you, because this involves something that I've gotten kind of interested in over the last year. I could not be a cook or a chef.
Really?
No. And I really, you know this, I love making dinner every night. I like trying new recipes. I've gotten more into like grocery shopping over the last year. But I could not be a cook or a chef at a restaurant. Let me tell you why. Number one, I don't touch raw meat, okay?
I think it's gross. That's your first problem, yep.
It feels gross. I have like long fake nails on most of the time. I don't like how it feels getting under my nails. I would have to have a personal assistant to do all the meat touching, and it wouldn't be me.
No.
Which I feel like would be a problem. Number two, as much as I like cooking, I feel like 4 out of 5 meals, I end up in a bad mood from the cooking experience. You know, when you're like sweating in the kitchen, like you're trying to dice stuff up and like, oh my God, I burnt this on the stove. Half the time I end up in a bad mood because of the process of cooking. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I would be in a bad mood a lot of the time.
Well, yeah.
At that job, because I just can't handle the stress of a crazy kitchen. And then I think the biggest issue is I don't want to hear if people like my food or not. I just hope that you like it. Otherwise, don't tell me. I don't want to know.
You don't hear any complaints.
I'm too sensitive.
Well, see, before you said that, I was thinking we could make this work.
Being a chef.
I really did think we could make this work. You know, you did a vegetarian option.
Oh.
Then you weren't touching any meat. And I know you said you didn't want to be in a hot kitchen. What if we did like a vegetarian salad bar? Why are you looking at me?
I'm not excited about a salad.
Nobody is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The business has already failed. I got to crack open a mystery case going on.
Yeah, what's that?
Okay, I fear I'm about to sound a little bit crazy. I'm not going to lie. But hear me out, okay?
That's usually me.
I know. Let me have my turn, please.
Take my hat.
I feel like there's a mystery on 380, which I drive pretty much every day of my life, with other people.
They're cameras, Taylor.
No.
And they just get you if you're speeding.
No. I've been really behaving myself recently. No, as I've been driving home over the last, I would say this has been going on for a couple weeks, if not a month, that I've noticed this. And I'm now just getting the courage to mention it because I feel stupid. So when I'm driving home after 7 o'clock, work day's over, I'm driving on 380 South. And when I pass Prairie Schools, all I can smell is buttery pretzels.
Huh?
I'm not kidding. And I know
there's not a pretzel factory.
That was my first thought, because the next time I drove it and I smelled it, I was looking around like, okay, there's not really like restaurants around here. There's gas stations. There's like industrial buildings across the street. I'm like, what is this? And I know I'm hungry when I leave work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hangry. I'm thinking about what I'm having for dinner. So I'm not imagining it, though, I swear. What is the sweet, buttery, pretzel-y smell that I am smelling?
Oh, so it smells good.
It smells amazing. And it's not every day either, which is also disappointing, because most days when I'm driving home, I'm like, ooh, am I going to get the like pretzel smell?
So it's like Crunchberry Day here.
It is, but it's like buttery pretzel day. I don't know what it is, but I would love to find out, because whatever it is, I need to eat it.
I have no idea, because I've never heard of a pretzel factory nearby.
I need you to take a drive that way at 7 o'clock.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
TikTok, as of right now, the videos on there, I'm sure you know, the max time limit is 10 minutes. And most people don't even go that long. I feel like I never watch 10-minute videos on there.
If I saw that, I would not stick around. You lose my attention after a minute, guaranteed.
It has to be something real juicy, or the only thing that keeps me around that long is the carpet cleaning videos.
Not even, like, well, maybe for you, but for me, like, even if it's like a really cool shopping haul, like it could be Home Goods, TJ Maxx, Target, whatever, and I'm like, this stuff is cool. Once you hit after a minute, you've lost me.
Really?
Oh, 100% you've lost me. I'm done.
Okay, you're going to hate this then. Great. I'm glad we got that out of the way. Because now this isn't official. It's something that is going into testing for some users to have the ability to do. But they're testing the feature of 60-minute videos on TikTok.
No. If I wanted 60 minutes, I'd watch 60 minutes.
You know what? You're on to something.
See,
there.
That's what I'm saying.
Somebody should put you in charge.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Well, me and some Cheddar Bay biscuits are probably both going to file for bankruptcy.
Two very sad things.
I know.
For different reasons.
The reason I think I'm filing for bankruptcy, it's not my fault. I would just like to put that out there. That,
I feel like that's what all bankrupt scammers say.
It's not my fault. I swear it's not my fault, because I'm going to 100% blame it on somebody else. You know what? I don't even care. I'm going to blame it on neighbor man. He's going to end up making me file for bankruptcy. Guaranteed.
Okay. You have separate bank accounts, right?
Yeah, 100%.
So how is somebody else going to make you bankrupt?
Well, it's because this weekend we went out shopping. There was Hobie Days in Czech Village, which was so much fun. And we went shopping because there's a lot of like local shops there that I just adore.
Mm-hmm.
And we went into one of my favorite boutiques and I found a dress, and I've been on a hunt for one. So I found a dress, and then he's like, okay, well, now we need shoes. And then we found a pair of shoes. And then he's like, okay, now we need earrings. And I was like, whoa, 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 no, we don't. And he's like, okay, now we need a bracelet. Now we need a necklace, and we need sunglasses, and we need a hairband. And I was like, how much money do you think I have?
Oh, you weren't excited by this.
No. And you know what's funny? You say that because I just wasn't excited. But then one of the employees overheard it, and she's like, oh my God, I would love a man like that who encourages me to buy everything. Which, don't get me wrong, I do appreciate it, okay? Because there are times where I've had to hide a bag from a guy I was dating.
Oh, yeah. Or
when you come home from Target or something.
You get a little shamed for the amount of Amazon packages you
get. Don't get me wrong. But I was like, I have things at home. I pulled one of those mom things where you're like, Mom, can we go get McDonald's? And she's like, we have food at home. Oh, I had to pull one of those.
I got the shoes at home.
I was like, I got shoes and earrings at home. I don't need more. I don't want to spend more money.
Well,
so I'm like, was I being ungrateful? Because the one girl made me feel like I was being ungrateful because I had a really cool boyfriend who wants me to spend all this money. Mm-hmm. But I just didn't want to spend the money.
I think we turned this into a business pitch.
What?
Because it is nice. And like, duh, I think it's fun to have a guy be excited about your shopping trip.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like you were shopping for you and he was not shopping for him.
He was
so
not.
Bonus points, because half the time dudes are at the husband couch up, yeah, up front, yeah, at the store. Like, please, God, get me out of here. So I think you're like, oh, I love the support and I'm really glad that we're having fun shopping together. But if you're going to encourage me to buy, you know, the accessories and the entire, yeah, outfit, gotta cough it up, man.
That's what I'm saying.
What's the percentage here?
Yes. Yeah. If you're going to put in some effort in this group effort,
mm-hmm,
I'll pay 50%.
Make a PowerPoint that sells everything.
I thought you were going to say that I could, like, you know, rent him out. Rent a boyfriend. I could rent my boyfriend out.
That's genius.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody doesn't have a boyfriend who's, like, encouraging like, mm-hmm, that, you can borrow neighbor man anytime, and he'll encourage you to buy all this stuff. Rent a boyfriend.
So then everybody, not just you, is going to go bankrupt. I don't know. I don't want to say that I'm a criminal by any means. Mm-hmm. But by your standards, Destiny, I am somebody that makes somebody else go bankrupt.
You are a criminal.
I'm not. I don't think. But you were saying that, like, you were shopping and neighbor man was so excited that you found something that you liked that he was just trying to add more things to your cart.
Yeah.
To go with.
He was trying to make a whole outfit from, yeah, head to toe.
And I think you should be excited about that, number one. Number two, I need to explain why. Because I am also that person. Mm. I love to shop. I love talking my girlfriends into buying stuff. I love talking to myself into buying stuff. Like, I'm good at convincing people to buy things. But with my boyfriend specifically, I have convinced him to buy so many clothing items because here's the thing. He's picky. Okay.
Oh.
And I know you're picky when you shop.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, mm-hmm, you have certain things that you look for. You don't like just any and everything.
Nope.
So there was a time that I was with my boyfriend. He found like 3 pairs of pants that he really liked. And I was like, okay, try them on. Then let's go from there. He liked all 3. I convinced him to buy all 3 because I'm like, I know most places we go, you touch stuff and you look at it and you're like, oh, this is cool. And then you walk out empty-handed because you're like, I don't like that button right there.
See,
something like that.
And that's me, is because I get regret. I get like buyer's regret. Because, mm-hmm, I'm like, I shouldn't be spending money on this.
Mm-hmm. So as the person who talks you into it, I'm like, this moment is exciting because it never, ever, ever happens.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.